Breaking Stereotypes. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Miss America 2016, Betty Cantrell, recently visited a Tennessee farm where she addressed not only her platform of Healthy Children, Strong America, but also her passion for agriculture.
It's a year of my life where people actually will listen to what I have to say. I think it is my responsibility, coming from such a strong agricultural background, to promote farmers and to help people learn what the farmer is really like. And that stereotype has to be broken, just like pageant stereotypes need to be broken. People think something about them that's not necessarily true because of what they do for a living. And I want to help break that stereotype for farmers.
Cantrell met with a group of students from Case and Lane Academy on Beatty Farms, right in the city of Murfreesboro, who won a contest for growing the most peas. And Brandon Witt was happy to host on his farm.
And what a terrific platform for her to be able to come out, join us here down on the farm, talk to the kids and read to the kids on the importance of agriculture and what kind of role agriculture plays in all of our daily lives.
Witt says having an advocate like Miss America on the farmer's side is a definite plus.
So important for folks like Miss America to share with the everyday consumer about how food is grown, how we get it to the table, and quite honestly, how hard it is to get to our table. Things just don't come off the grocery store shelf. And with folks like Miss America, I mean, we just couldn't be more thankful to have her here.
And on hand to welcome Miss America and congratulate the students was Shane McFarland, mayor of Murfreesboro.
When you look at farming and education, they're real similar because you plant seeds, you work them, and then they grow. And it's the same thing with our school system. So we're proud that Miss America is here in Murfreesboro to recognize the achievements that all these guys are doing. So it's an exciting time to be here.
And McFarland says he understands the need for agriculture to remain strong.
You know, at one point, this was all farmland. And so to be able to have a role model like Miss America who's saying, keep farming strong, people need to understand, especially with farm to table, all the things that like Brandon and their group are doing, to explain to kids that, okay, we take this land away, but we got to be able to replenish because the industry still has to stay strong.
Join us tomorrow for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.